the fabulous Sam Fender. 17 Going Under. We have our Michelle here.
Hello.
Yay. Yes, it's our regular. Our regular now. We still haven't got a proper name for it, but we call you now Michelle Spencer, our own drive well-being coach. Well, that's all right, yeah?
Yeah, I call it the drive time well-being segment. So whenever I talk about it, I don't know.
Oh, now don't confuse me. Right, okay. How you been, Michelle? All right.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. I was saying like how quickly the weeks seem to go by.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. It's always a joy on a Thursday to come in.
Oh, yeah. It is, actually. It's good. It's a good start to the weekend. To
be fair. And Thursday's completely taken over by the girls because we have Michelle in at 10, obviously, doing her brunch show. And then we've got Siobhan Copland, 1 till 3, doing 1 to 3 show. Love that. And us. And there is you as well. Yay. So, you know, yay.
Yeah, we should have a brunch in here, a high tea or something.
Oh, do you know, I love the idea of that. Yeah, I know Michelle would be up for that, definitely. The other Michelle, oh, you get on like house on fire anyway. I digress as usual. Michelle, listen, last week's episode, really enjoyed that, doing a little bit of, I was going to call it armchair yoga, but it's chair yoga,
it's chair,
right?
Chair yoga, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it was all about your Fraber as well, so I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, apparently he enjoyed listening about himself, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. It's always a good thing.
It's always a worry. But
otherwise,
yeah,
it'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, and the video was good, the video.
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm not going to talk about the video. Thank goodness this is radio.
I cut lots out.
Yeah, why do you think I'm doing radio? I'm not hanging around. Yeah. Anyway, Michelle, come on. What have we got coming up today?
Well, so today, obviously, well, not obviously, as you know, yesterday was summer solstice. Yay! So we're officially into summertime. And I was just saying to Joe, it's smoking hot in Hornchurch. And I get out here to Billericay and there's clouds, or not Billericay, Brentwood, and the clouds have rolled. And I'm like, not wearing the appropriate clothes for rain. But yesterday, not only was it summer solstice, but it was also International Yoga Day, or Day of Yoga, which if anyone is looking to get into yoga, yesterday or this time of the year is a really good time to do it. Or if you're looking to get yoga kits, now's a good time to do it as well. So you might be wondering, what is International Yoga Day? Or you might have been seeing people saying, hey, happy yoga day. So it was introduced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Is that right? Yeah, Modi, of India, back in 2014. And it was a way to just kind of promote, it might not be obvious to people, but yoga did start in India 5,000 years ago. And so it's a way to promote yoga and its links to India as well, but also all the benefits that come with yoga. So we've been talking about that over the weeks, about how it's not just a physical practice. That's why we've been doing the breathing. The week after, we'll talk a bit about meditation as well, how to get into that. So there's lots of benefits to yoga. And that's why it was started. So this is a good time of the year to start, because it's not just myself, but lots of yogis and lots of yoga studios. So don't know who around here, but a lot of them have free yoga classes at this time of the year, or they have 2-for-1 offers, like really good deals, or bring a friend along. So if you're looking to get into yoga, you've been listening to us and you're thinking, oh, actually, maybe I'll try this yoga malarkey. Now's a really, really, really good time to try, because there'll be deals out there. And all my yogis yesterday noticed, they're like, hey, I'm getting all these deals. And I always say it's like the Boxing Day of the yoga world. It's like everything is 50% off as well. So, but myself, when I practice with my class, I like to take them outside at this time of the year. And it started 3 years ago during lockdown, when we were suddenly allowed to practice outdoors. And so we went outside for summer solstice and we practiced outdoors. And now it's kind of, they've become addicted, and they do. And even in 2021, when we weren't quite allowed to be back inside, we started practicing outdoor at Langton's Gardens in that, walled garden and this big, Scots pine. So we practiced under there every week. And so my yogis love practicing outdoors. Again, try an outdoor class if you've never tried it. They're amazing. It's just something different about them, that's that connection to nature, but also as a teacher, I always find it really noisy, but my yogis all tell me, actually, it's really quite soothing, because you can suddenly hear the wind and it's different. Yeah. And then I'm always on the lookout for suspect squirrels trying to, get into the class for free, and ducks.
Do they bring their little yoga mat?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I had a dodgy one on Monday who kept walking past this window. I teach it in the windows open from the bottom, and he kept walking past, and they'd walk past the other way and kept looking in. And we're like, I'm sure he's going to. And then he started making his way through the door. And then I found out he is this squirrel who apparently does like to come indoors and like watch this space. There will be panic everywhere.
Oh, no, you might want to just join in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Rodents.
Oh, no, they're beautiful things. Anyway, sorry, I'm taking you on a different path.
No, that was me and my dodgy squirrel story. So, like I said, it's a really good time of the year to practice yoga or take it up. And workshops is another thing. So not only do I take my class outdoors, this time of year I like to run also special workshops. Mm. So again, it's always welcoming the summer solstice. Again, it being the longest day of the year. And it's got lots of different symbols behind it. Some people like to go to Stonehenge, for example, and all that paganism. Not that there's anything bad with that, tied into it. But definitely for International Yoga Day, it's about promoting the well-being behind it. I mean, there are some people who are against it, and it's for political reasons. That's a whole different topic for a whole different day. Yeah, exactly. But so people like that. So for me this year, I'm running a yoga workshop with Jill, and we're doing a step into summer. So that's it's always around the summer solstice, step in the summer. So you get to do a bit of gentle yoga and then just lay there in the sound bath. And next week, I'm going to talk about a sound bath.
I can't wait to hear about the sound bath as well.
Yeah, you can play some instruments.
I don't know why I always end up whispering.
I don't know.
Do we whisper? What are we doing?
I'm like the loudest yoga teacher out there, too.
Maybe that's why the squirrel keeps coming in and seeing what all the noise is about.
Exactly. And that said, I don't really need a microphone in a yoga class. And I always ask people, can you hear me? They're like looking at me going, yeah, of course we can hear you. Never been a problem. So, yeah. So I have a workshop coming up this year. And that's about it. So because it's the start of the summer season here in the UK, and we talked about the heat last week, didn't we? And how British people don't like the heat. So I've come with some cooling breath that you can practice over the short summer that we'll have.
I'm going to need that on Saturday. It's going to be really hot in Chelmsford Pride. Come on then.
Good. All right. So Jo's limbering up, rolling her shoulders, getting all stretchy. Right. So I want you to close the eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine there is an ice cold beverage in front of you. Of your choice.
Any beverage.
Any beverage you'd like. For me, it would be a giant gin and tonic. Okay. Am I allowed to say that on radio?
Well, you have.
Ice cold beverage.
Yes.
With minty leaves.
Yes.
And imagine there's a straw.
Yep.
So I want you to...
Can it be any color straw? I've got a stripy red straw.
Yeah, make sure it's environmentally friendly as well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
There now.
So, and I want you to imagine you're going to drink your beverage through the straw. So imagine, we're going to purse the lips like we've got a straw in our mouth, and we're going to breathe in nice and long. So again, remember we talked about breathing in for four. So try for four, but as long as you want, nice and slow. So breathing in through the pursed lips. And then just hold the breath and then breathe it out through the nose. Did you notice anything?
Yeah.
A little bit cooler?
Yeah, it's weird. Obviously, around the pursed lip. Yeah, it does. It feels cooler.
Yeah,
yeah, so all the way through the tongue. Yeah.
This is called straw breath. So try it again. So purse the lips. Imagine you're drinking.
And if you are having trouble with breathing, or if you've got any history of that, even if you're doing it just for 1 or 2 seconds, for as long as you can.
And you don't have to hold it. I like to hold it because I like to feel the coolness in my throat, I always say. But you don't have to hold it. So just imagine, again, drinking through your straw. And then breathing out through the nose.
Yeah, and it's important not to breathe out through your mouth because then you lose it.
Then
it
becomes warm,
I'll be doing that under a tree on the weekend.
There's one more way you can do it. Shall I show you?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Do we have time?
Yeah, go on.
All right, so imagine, so you're smiling like the Cheshire Cat, right?
Yeah.
But not teeth closed. I want you to open the teeth a bit.
Okay.
And then again, you're going to breathe in through the gap in the teeth this time, smiling. And breathing out through the nose. I think the straw breath is a little bit more
Yeah, I think if you lift your tongue up further to the roof of your mouth, it feels cooler.
See, look at that. Your music skills are coming into play here.
There we go. Yeah, I used to play the saxophone back in the day. But, yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah, that really does work. So if you did that for quite a period of time, that would just, even mentally, sometimes when you overheat and you're a little bit stressed out, it's nice to take you away from wherever you are, especially if you're at a festival. It can be really, really noisy. Get a bit anxious. Take yourself away somewhere. Find a quiet spot. And then breathe through an imaginary straw of your choice.
Exactly. Environmentally friendly.
Of course. Yes. And then go and find the beverage that you want to have.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, perfect. Brilliant, so that's Michelle. It.
Thank you so much again, Michelle.
You're welcome.
The episode will be up at the weekend. You can get all of Michelle's information there as well. And all the episodes, as we call them, are now listed as well on the phoenixfm.com website. And go to Drive. Michelle, have a brilliant weekend. Thank you.
See you next week.